Hi guys. So I've been at training for my new job for the last 2 weeks, and I just want to tell you how incredibly frustrating it is when everyone in the classroom is on board with everything that's being taught. By the way, excuse me, I'm getting over a cold of some sort. And so you have a whole classroom that's comprised of 17 people, and there's one dumb motherfucker who just can't seem to understand any of what's going on. Asks questions that are completely irrelevant to the topic that's being discussed, changes the subject, and brings up shit that has nothing to do with what we're currently covering. I'm gonna put this person on blast because she's never gonna fucking hear this. Fucking Patty. Goddamn fucking 61-year-old woman, for some goddamn reason gets hired at this company. I'm not gonna tell you who I work for because some of you guys are fucking creepy. And just doesn't fucking grasp any of the concepts that are being fucking taught. And just dumbest shit. So every single time that Chad, our trainer, says, "Hey, here's what we're gonna do. Here's how you do it. Does anyone have any questions?" And everyone, really simple things like writing an order or voiding an order or changing items. And everyone is really simple shit, and everyone's on board. And then Chad's like, "Hey, are you guys good?" And then Patty, for some reason, will be like, "I have a question. Back in 1942, there was a..." Like, what the fuck does that have anything to do with what we're fucking talking about? I don't mind people asking questions. I don't. If you don't know something, please, by all means, ask questions. But don't be a fucking idiot about your stupid fucking questions. Ask something relevant to the topic that we're talking about. For example, today we were going over, like, live shooter drills. Like, what should you do in the event of a live shooter? And, generally accepted things are run, shoot, hide. Or run, hide, fight. Fight being your last line of defense. Well, she fucking starts asking questions about what should you do if someone asks to see your feet, like in a harassment kind of way. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? It has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now. Jesus Christ. So yeah, like, what else has been going on? My kids got sick, which is why I am currently sick again. I think the last time I published anything on Robo Rambles, I was sick then too. But starting to feel better. Hopefully I can get back to 100% here pretty soon because I've got a 5K to run in like 3 weeks, and I haven't. Like, I've been running the last like month and a half, and I haven't really run regularly in about a year and a half, almost 2 years since I got out of the army. So that's been interesting getting back into the swing of things, and I'm back up to about close to like two-ish miles of running comfortably, as long as it's not on an incline, which incidentally in my neighborhood everything around here is fucking uphill, and it's pretty frustrating. Anyway, I'm signed up for a 5K, which incidentally is going to be on my birthday. And then, for some reason, I haven't even run this fucking thing yet, but for some reason, I also thought it would be a good idea to sign up for a half marathon. So I'm signed up for a half marathon in October, so hopefully I can add on to these 2 miles. I can add on another fucking 11.1 miles to it, and then hopefully not die. But it's not just like a road run, it's a goddamn trail run. I had to pick a half marathon that was a fucking trail run. Like a genius. Yeah. And then what else? There's a thing I just thought of. Oh, I'm trying to get back into playing the guitar, so I bought this book to learn how to play classical guitar, and I'm very strongly considering purchasing a classical guitar for myself for my birthday. Either that or a Nintendo Switch. I haven't really decided yet. I'm very indecisive when it comes to things like this. But yeah. I've got other stuff that I need to upload, edit and upload for my main podcast. I recorded an episode a couple weeks ago, actually, like right after I quit my last job with two of my friends, and I haven't gotten around to doing anything with it. And it's like 3 hours long. It's the longest one I've done so far, so I feel bad for not doing anything with it yet, but hopefully I'll get around to it here pretty soon. Anyway, that's pretty much all I have to talk about right now. I know, just a short little update, but I think what I'm gonna do right now is go smoke a bowl, eat the last half of my banh mi, and then maybe pick up the guitar? Maybe? Who knows? Better play some video games. I haven't played Call of Duty 2 or World War 2 in a while, so I might do that. Also gonna find out tomorrow what my wife is pregnant with, whether we're gonna be having a boy or a girl. So that should be interesting. People have been asking me like, what are you hoping for? Honestly, I don't fucking care. I don't give a shit because I have twins. I have a boy and I have a girl. I'm good. It doesn't matter what the next baby is to me because I already have one of each. And not only that, it's my kid. I don't care what my kid is, it's my kid. I'm gonna love my kid regardless. So, yeah, people think I'm weird. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, catch you guys on the flip side, the flippy dip, or whatever fucking kids are saying these days. Yeah, take it easy.